I'm Ross Reynolds. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us on The Record. University of Washington graduate student L. O'Brien is trying to build a better cochlear implant for people with imperfect hearing. She's part of a team at the University of Washington's Center for Sensory Motor Neural Engineering. It's part biology, part math, and all pretty hard to explain. That's why earlier this year, Elle entered the National Science Foundation's Perfect Pitch Competition. It's designed to get scientists to explain the value of their work in just 90 seconds. Think of it as a PhD elevator pitch. Well, O'Brien won the local level earlier this fall, and today she's pitching at the national competition in Washington, D.C. Before she left, Marcy Silman invited her to give her pitch to KUOW.
Imagine turning on your favorite song only to hear static. Or imagine that the voices most familiar to you sounded robotic. If you lost your hearing, a cochlear implant would allow you to understand speech in a quiet room by capturing analog sounds, transforming them into a digital representation, and using this digital code to stimulate your auditory nerve. But despite four decades of research and 300,000 implants, users still can't discern tonality in music or human voices. Most can't tell a violin from a cello, appreciate a natural voice, or reliably distinguish words in a tonal language like Mandarin. The problem is that the fundamental frequency and higher frequency harmonics of a complex sound are not well captured by current systems. At the CSNE, we've developed a solution that leverages techniques from telephone and radio industries to shift high frequency signals into a range that listeners can detect. This allows devices to collect sound, detect and encode harmonics, and stimulate auditory nerves in a way that restores tonal perception. In early tests, the system is already allowing users to identify melodies and instruments. Now we're building hardware to enable real-time sound processing for everyday use. Because our solution is an algorithm for the externally worn speech processor, it could reach current users without surgery via a software upgrade within a few years. This could enable hundreds of thousands of users to experience the richness of music, human voices, and other natural sounds for the first time, bringing them major social, workplace, and psychological benefits.
Wow. Are you ready to present that in Washington?
I sure hope so.
Well, let's walk it back a little bit. I'm going to play you some sounds, and I'd like you to tell me how somebody with a cochlear implant might hear them. So let's start with this, as you mentioned, string instruments. Here is a violin and cello together. Okay, well, obviously, Jaws from a medley put together by Kevin Chung and Albert Chang called Evolution of Music. So if you had a cochlear implant and you were listening to that or watching a video of it, what would be hard?
Both of those instruments have a distinctive timbre, a set of harmonics that characterizes them to us, and it helps make them pleasant and appealing. And to someone with an implant, they might not notice that. They might not see or sense the nuance between those instruments.
So it would sound like one.
It might sound staticky. They might not be able to tell what that melody was aside from the rhythm.
But they wouldn't get the fine point of the music of it.
Many of them wouldn't find it pleasing.
Here's another sample. It comes from Chinese crosstalk comedian Julian Godfrey.
So we usually start it like saying, oh, I want to invite you to dinner. So when you all know too much, let's say 蒸羊羔,蒸熊掌,蒸鹿眼,烧花鸭,烧子,卤猪,卤鸭,酱鸡,腊肉,松花小肉,
okay, so that goes on for a minute or so, Elle, by the way. And I think that's Mandarin, although I'm not sure. What would make it hard for somebody to understand if they had a cochlear implant?
In a language like Mandarin, words that have very different meanings can have similar sounds, and the only difference is a frequency change in their vowel. And so you might not know, aside from the context of the rest of the sentence, whether that word was horse or car.
So they're hearing something, and if they can't discern the way that the word sounds precisely, the whole language is shot for them, in other words.
Essentially, yes.
Okay, well, what does this particular sound have to do with cochlear implant?
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
Many people that get an implant at first describe voices as sounding robotic, and it often resolves, but it doesn't for everyone.
Oh, it doesn't?
Not for everyone, but many people, after they've had the implant for some time, they'll adjust to it.
So that is how it might sound for somebody, like R2-D2 in Star Wars or something like that.
I've heard all different descriptions of it. It really varies by the person. Sometimes people say they sound like beeps, like robots, frog-like.
Interesting. In doing this kind of work on this pitch, on Perfect Pitch, has this helped you explain what you do to the mere mortals among us?
Absolutely. I think there are members of my family that think I am a neurologist performing surgeries and actually implanting these myself. So this has really forced me to come up with a description that everyone in my family will understand. And I admit that some of them are a little bit disappointed to learn.
That you're not a neurosurgeon.
Correct.
An engineer, though, right?
Something like that. I live in a weird middle ground between mathematics and biology.
Hmm. The winner of the perfect pitch competition will get a trophy. The trophy resides in the lab. And I understand that this trophy has been on view at your particular lab for 2 years now. One of your fellow researchers won it in 2012. So is there some pressure on you, Elle, to bring home the prize again?
Absolutely. There's also a $5,000 cash prize, and I'd really like a Camaro. So, yes.
So not so much the honor as the...
it can be both.
The filthy lucre of it. Well, I wish you luck, and I'm actually going to play you something to that effect.
Elle O'Brien, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you very much for having me. This has been a real highlight of my work so far.
Elle O'Brien competing in perfect pitch today in Washington, D.C. Who knows? Maybe she's got the down payment on the Camaro already. It's a communication competition put on by the National Science Foundation. O'Brien works at a lab here in Seattle called the Center for Sensory Motor Neural Engineering. If the lab succeeds in their work, robot voice may be a thing of the past. But until then...
This is The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds.